This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
Ted Genoways is the editor of the Virginia Quarterly Review, and he joins me live in studio to talk about this, the fall 2007 issue of the award-winning VQR. Hey, Ted.
Hey, Coy. Thanks for having me back.
Absolutely. How you doing?
I'm doing okay. Things are busy, but they're all good. So that's,
well, that's a good problem to have.
Definitely.
Let's talk about this issue. It seems like every time I see the VQR hit the newsstands, it seems bigger and prettier. So you're doing something right, I guess.
Well, I'm glad for the prettier. I hope people won't be intimidated by the bigger. There's lots of stuff in it, but you've got 3 months to read it all.
Yes, because the next one, the winter issue, comes out, what, December or January?
In January.
Okay. And by the way, I hate to jump the gun, but do we know what that issue is about? Because every issue sort of has a theme, right? Are you playing with a theme yet?
Yeah, I'm playing with a theme. We've got some surprises up our sleeve.
Oh, but, cool. Well, don't tell us then.
I'm not going to tell you.
Good. Now, the theme for this fall issue of the VQR is South America in the 21st century. So open the door for us there and tell us what exactly does that mean?
Well, maybe I can start by telling the story of how it came together, and then how what that means may come out as part of that.
Sure.
But it really started with just this idea of being fascinated by what was going on in South America politically, culturally, and the idea originated with Kevin Morrissey, our managing editor, who just said, you know, every time I open the New York Times, I see another interesting article, and I want to know more about this place. And Daniel Alarcon, who co-edited the issue with me, is a regular contributor of ours, and Daniel's originally from Lima in Peru. And so we contacted him and said, you know, could you help us out if we wanted to do a special issue on this? And as it turned out, Daniel is the American editor for this amazing magazine, Etiqueta Negra, which is published in Lima. And so Daniel had this direct pipeline to a whole continent worth of fantastic journalists. And in South America, unlike in North America, if you're a journalist, you're probably also a novelist, a poet, something else that's directly linked into the arts. And so the writers were very much interested in this idea of doing something that was kind of the literary journalism that I guess we're getting to be known for. And so then from there, it was an 18-month process of
wow,
looking at story ideas, getting people all around the continent, getting photographers to take the pictures, in some cases videographers to shoot films that went along with these pieces. And then, of course, the small matter of translation and getting everything brought into English and into a form.
So a lot of these native writers then and reporters wrote in Portuguese or Spanish, and you had to find decent translators.
That's right. Yeah. We spent months with the translations, and in the end, about two-thirds of the contributors are Spanish speakers. And so it's heavily translated work.
Wow. So we're talking with Ted Genoways. He's the editor at the Virginia Quarterly Review, the award-winning VQR. Online at
VQRonline.org.
VQRonline.org. And this fall issue of the VQR, which hits newsstands now, celebrates South America in the 21st century. It really is. Give us an idea of some of the things that are in here, because it really is history, culture, politics. I mean, everything. There's just so many angles here, so many doorways that open to explore South America. Really, what is going on with this continent today?
It's true. And, you know, the thing that I like about the issue so much is that it's all extremely current, but it's all tied up with history also. And which is actually why we decided to lead the issue with Daniel Alarcon's own essay about going to Puro Chuco, an archaeological site in Lima, where there's been this recent sort of vaunted discovery of what is thought to be the earliest gunshot victim in the New World. And there's this 500-year-old skull that has, you know, a very clear bullet hole in it. And part of the story is that this is the the first known gunshot victim, that this is the earliest evidence of the contact between the Inca people who were there and the Spaniards who were coming in. But the other part of the story that I think is really vital and important is that it took them a long time to recognize that this was something special, because so many of the skeletal remains that they find at the site are riddled with gunshot holes, because there's just been so much shooting in that spot in the 500 years since.
Wow.
And the thing that is sort of the haunting final moment of that essay is after Daniel's been talking to the archaeologists who were there and their discovery and talking about all of this, that they say that they feel this kind of urgency for the place to be documented, to be remembered here now, because their exact words are, you know, he says, we're afraid that one day someone will build on top of us. And to me, that seemed emblematic of what the issue is about, is this idea that we're looking at what's happening in South America now, but it's all built on top of hundreds of years of conflict. And so we're trying to, in some sense, excavate all of that with these essays and hopefully explicate then also what's going on now.
The theme of the fall issue of the Virginia Quarterly Review is South America in the 21st Century. We're talking with the editor of the VQR, Ted Genoways. Ted, you read so many of these stories from these South American writers. I'm sure you learned a bunch of stuff new, but is there anything at the end of the day that will really stick with you? Of course, this image of a skull from 500 years ago with a bullet hole in it. But I'm curious, other things that you might have come across that came across your desk over the past 18 months in putting together this particular issue that really stick with you today?
You know, what's interesting is that, you know, we've got pieces that cover sort of sweeping political issues, things that, as I said, take on historical topics. But in the end, the thing that I find that's really stuck with me are some of the small, more human moments within the issue, whether it's something like in Malcolm Garcia's essay about the cartoneros in Buenos Aires, who are the people who collect paper throughout the city for recycling. And there's so much paper to be gathered that there are trains that are specifically dedicated to bringing people into the city to gather it, to take them to the recycling centers. Or something like Julio Villanueva Chang's essay about the blind mayor of Cali, Colombia, and how he claimed to have this sort of second sight that guided his mayorship. And there are just all of these fascinating characters. And I find that in the end, there's the sort of mosaic portrait of a continent. And of course, it's incredibly fragmentary and it's incomplete. But I do think that there's a real impression of a place that we're left with.
We're going to actually have Daniel Alarcón, your co-editor for this particular issue, on this program on Monday, and we're looking forward to talking with him. And one of the reasons that we're talking with him is he is coming to Charlottesville next week. I mean,
that's right.
Am I right? There's actually an event that is tied to this particular issue.
That's right. Yeah, we're going to have Daniel will be on the panel, as you said. Kelly Hearn, who contributed a piece to the issue about natural gas drilling in the Peruvian Amazon, will be there. Gabrielle Weiss, who was the videographer who accompanied Malcolm Garcia with the cartoneros on the white trains in Buenos Aires, will be there to show that short film. We'll also have Charles Lane, who's an NPR reporter who has done a piece actually about soy farming in Paraguay. We've got a piece by Pat Joseph that's about soy farming in Brazil, but Charles is filling in for Pat here. And then we'll have John Sawyer, who is the director of the Pulitzer Center on Crisis Reporting, which is one of the foundations that help support the funding and the production of this issue.
So let's get the details. All of these folks are going to be in Charlottesville when?
They're all going to be here on October 17th at 7 p.m. in the dome room of the Rotunda at the university.
So that's next Wednesday.
That's correct.
This coming Wednesday.
That's correct.
And it's 8 p.m.?
It's 7 p.m.
7 p.m. in the Dome Room at UVA.
That's right.
So you can park over there at the corner or park on the University Avenue or That's park right. over in the, parking garage
in the parking garage
at the bookstore.
Yep.
And walk over to the rotunda. Yep. So 7 p.m., all of these folks gathering, and each one will have a chance to speak. And
That's
then
right.
Show this short documentary and
that's
then
right.
A Q&A.
Yeah,
that sounds
right.
terrific.
Yeah, it's going to be actually very much a multimedia affair. I mean, there will be two short films that are shown. Charles will actually play one of the radio pieces that he's done, and then there'll be kind of an open discussion. So the aim was for this not to be something that was kind of stuffy and dry, but a chance for people to come and see and hear about these places and for it to be really lively and exciting, I hope.
Ted Genoways is the editor of the Virginia Quarterly Review, online at vqronline.org. The fall issue is out, and it celebrates South America. It's South America in the 21st century. And y'all, is it right, y'all have been putting this together for 18 months?
Yeah, we have.
And I mean, that's pretty long. I mean, I know you put in a lot to your issues that come out. For a year, but that sounds like a long time for one issue.
It is, and I should point out too that that in some ways that 18 months continues because the issue itself is out. But this event that I mentioned is one of I think of 8 events that'll be going on around the country to mark the release of the issue. I also, when you mentioned the website, which again is vqronline.org,
right.
All of the content of this issue is online, and in fact, there are additional pieces that we wanted to print in the issue but didn't have space that are also available on the website.
Now, is that a new thing that you have full content of an issue online?
It is. We've never done that before. I did this because I really wanted people to come and see this material. I just think it's a really important gathering of work, and we wanted people to find it. Our wonderful web programmer, who you probably know, Waldo Jaquith,
of course, yeah,
did a fantastic job of creating a Google map that is on the homepage, so you can navigate through the contents by seeing the push pins on the map of South America.
Seeing where stories came from,
exactly, and see little previews of the stories and find the things that you find interesting and go to them that way.
You remember back in the 80s when they did that photo book of America and they sent photographers out all across America to take pictures of America? That's what I think of when I think of this issue. This is like a definitive South America in between two covers of an issue. Here you have just everything. I mean, there is so much about this continent, all these different countries, all these different stories from these individual characters and these people's lives. It really is fascinating.
Well, we wanted to keep it as lively as possible, and as I said, for it to be engaging and exciting, and not something that had this sort of academic or stuffy approach to it. And once we started seeing the material coming in, excitement just kept building and building. It was really clear that this is. I think we work hard on every issue, but this one really feels like something special to me.
Ted Genoways, the editor at the Virginia Quarterly Review. Anything else you want to put the spotlight on in this issue? Anything that you can help when somebody goes out and picks this up, or when somebody wins one here in a few minutes when we give one away?
Right.
Anything when they pick it up that you'd like them to really sort of spend some time with?
Well, obviously, you know, it's like picking between your children or something. But one of the other pieces that's certainly gotten a lot of attention on the internet recently is a wonderful piece by Tonio Angulo Daneri, who Tonio went to this very remote village in the Andes in Argentina, and he went there because there was this sort of myth that it was a town entirely of albinos. And as it turns out, it's not a town of albinos, which is why the title of the piece is, in fact, Icunia is not an albino town. but there's what has happened there is that there's the highest rate of albinism of any place on the planet.
Wow.
And the reason for it.
And where is this again?
It's in the Andes in Argentina. But the reason for this really has to do with the isolation of the place, but it also has to do with a sort of self-imposed isolation of the people who are there. And in some ways, that single essay captures the whole issue, that the reason that there's such a high rate of albinism is that the town was founded by one of the illegitimate children of an early Spanish settler there. And because the illegitimate children had no claim on land, the town has spent the last 350 years in fear that someone is going to come and take their land from them. Because of that, they have continued only to intermarry with each other. And as it turns out, he had that recessive trait for albinism. And so it's become this town that has that as part of its makeup. And yet what it really is in some ways is this external rendering, this portrait of that fear of the outside world that they have and this distrust that they have. And for me, it was so much a story about trying desperately to shake loose of 350 years of fear at the same time that they're now confronted with the 21st century. And how do you go so quickly from one to the other? And they simply cannot live in isolation anymore, but trying to step out into the world as it is now is going to be a brutal transition.
What a story. My gosh. And that's just one of many in the fall issue of the Virginia Quarterly Review online. And all of this, folks, is available online at vqronline.org. The first issue of the VQR that all the text is made available free online. Ted, congratulations. Another beautiful, beautiful issue.
Well, thanks very much, Coy. I really appreciate it.
This interview will be archived in its entirety on the Charlottesville Podcasting Network at sevillepodcast.com.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit sevillepodcast.com for more.